Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Ayin Aleph. And we're holding on the bottom of Ayin Omud Beit, and we've been talking about the relationship between the Korbonot Shlamim, which is the Chagigat Yudalid, and the Machlokas about its dinim, whether we treat it like a Korban Pesach, or we treat it like other Shlamim. This was a big Machlokas we spoke about between the Chachomim and Mentema yesterday. And today we want to talk about the interrelationship between it and the Chagiga, which is brought during Yontif itself. And that was called the Chagigat Chamisha Asar. Of course, every day is Roy for that Chagiga. So we're four lines up from the bottom. Omar Ula Omar Rabbi Elazar, Shlamim Sheshachatan Mi'erev Yom Tov, Ene Yotze Behen Lo Mishum Simcha Velo Mishum Chagiga. Now, strangely enough, what he's asserting here is that even though I have Shlomim, that I did Shecht on Erev Yontev, which would be, of course, the Chagigat Arba Asar, I would not be able to be Yotze my mitzvah of Simcha, which is essentially to eat meat that is Kodesh from Shlomim, on Yontev. Even though I have this on Yontev, and we said that you can keep it like the whole day if you're like the Rabbanan, so why in the world wouldn't I be Yotze Simcha? There's no particular carbon that has to be the carbon Simcha. I mean, it just says that you need to be Yotze Simcha. You could be Yotze even with Nedarim v'Nedaveis that you're bringing anyway on Yontav. So what's the difference if I brought it Erev Yontav? This is a tremendous Chiddush that Ula is quoting. And in fact, he darshans, in the name, of course, Rabbi Elazar, the Pasuk that teaches us this, Dichtiv, Vizavachta, Vizamachta. That there seems to be a relationship between Vizavachta, Shlamim, Vyachalta Sham, Vizamachta, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. When the Pasuk puts those two together, it's essentially telling me that the Zvicha itself needs to be related to the Simcha at the time of the Zvicha, which means that only if you were Shocheted, B'Sha'at Simcha, so Be'ina Zvicha, B'Sha'at Simcha V'Leka. So therefore, even though I am eating meat, and I am eating meat of Shlomim, there's a difference between meat of Shlomim that is part of the celebration of the Yontev, where there the meat of the Shlomim is considered to be the Simcha of Yontev, than just having meat from before, and this despite the fact that the purpose of that Chagiga was actually to eat on Yontev, but it wasn't B'Shas Yontev. And why would you not be Yotze Mishum Chagiga? Because it's a davar shebechova, the chol davar shebechova eino ba ela min hachulin. Since it's something that you're mechuyev, and in this case, it was already mekudesh for the purpose of the Shame Yudalit. So now you're trying to be Yotze, your chiyev of a chagiga on the 15th, from something that is already kodesh. And the general rule is, you cannot use things like Meiser Behema and so and the Dorim v'Nedaveis that you had set aside for Kedusha. You cannot suddenly turn them into your Korban Chagiga, even though if you shechted them on Yontev, they would be kosher for your Korban Simcha, because the Korban Simcha is essentially just a Shlomim that enables you to eat Posa Shlomim on Yontev. Now, this despite the fact that I might have thought that in terms of the way that it needs to be nishkat for that purpose, and over here it seems to be not nishkat for that purpose, would not affect the din of the chagiga, perhaps because the shame chagiga would be the same. In other words, since we call the chagigat yudalit, then this is also a form of chagiga, and they're both coming for the same yontev in a sense, because the Korban Pesach, remember, that day is called the Yom HaRishon, and in a way, it's connected directly to Pesach. So this ma'amar of Ula Omar Rabbi Elazar is actually a very profound comment on the opening of the Masechtas into relationship, and which the Rambam makes a fuss over, of the relationship between Rishon and the idea of Lo Tishchat Al HaChametz Dam Zivchi, and the interrelationship of the Chag HaPesach, that is the 7 days, starting on the 15th, and its relationship to Pesach Ula Hashem on the 14th of the Korban. And this is telling us that even though I shechted the Chagiga for that purpose, it still cannot be the Chagiga of the 15th. You see how that's directly addressing the Yom HaRishon versus the Yom Rishon of the 7th. Okay, let's see if we can bring a raya to that. Lema Misayel, this is a big chiddush. Perhaps we can bring it from the following brisa. It says, V'hayita ach sameach. So we're talking about the Shivas Yomim of Sukkot, that you're Chogeg LaHashem. So it ends over there with the idea of V'hayita ach sameach. Ach sameach. We sing that on Sukkot. And what is exactly, what does that mean? Shivat Yomim, Tochog LaHashem Elokecha, V'hayita ach sameach. What that comes to tell me is L'rabot Lele Yom Tov HaAcharon L'simcha. What it's coming to say is that even though Shmini Atzeret is not really part of Sukkot, so if that's the case, it's a different holiday, then that would mean that the night of Shmini Atzeret, there would be no way for you to have a Korban Simcha that was brought for Shmini Atzeret, right? Because you can't shecht it the day before because it's not a Zvicha for that Simcha. And you can't shecht it at night because you can't bring Korbanos at night. Can you be Yotze? And is there a Chiev of a Simchas Yontev that continues from the day of Sukkot into the night of Shmini Atzeret that would be based on the Korban Shlomim of the Chagiga that you brought for Sukkot? That's the question. And the extra pasuk, which after all of the discussion of Shivas Yomim of Sukkot, it suddenly adds, Vayita Ach Sameach, that is coming to be Marba, the last night. And that last night is the night of a different holiday. Now, wait a minute. I mean, what about the first night? How would you have Simchas Yontev on the first night, since if you shechted it before, it wouldn't be the Simcha, and you can't shecht it at night? So you have exactly the same question about the first night as you do about the last night, right? And if the Pesuk is coming to add something about Sukkot, I mean, doesn't it make more sense to say that the addition is that you would be able, L'rabos, Leila Yom Tov HaRishon? So maybe that's what it's coming to tell me. So you might think that you could actually, because of the extra pasuk, you would have to actually include the first night, which apparently would have meant, though, that we would be chayev, maybe to use shlomim that we had before, must be, and that that itself would be enough to be mechayev you, and to call it a shlomim, and to call it the simcha that was the equivalent of b'shas simcha, the zvika b'shas simcha. Now, why does the Tana say that it's coming to include the last night? What makes him say that? I mean, if it's referring to Chag HaSukkot, isn't it more reasonable that it would include the first night? It's not, you see, because since apparently we're taking for granted that the concept of Simcha includes the Zvicha at the time of the Simcha, it's unreasonable to say that the Torah would suddenly change the whole idea of the Simcha Tachag and tell me I could be Yotzi it with something that is not Peshat Simcha. Ah, but the only one who said that was Ula. So you see from here that the Braita seems to be taking for granted that indeed there is a very strong reason not to believe that we would be able to be Yotzi the Simcha the first night, because we don't have anything to use for Simcha. Because if we shecht it before, it's not considered to be Zvicha Peshat Simcha. So my time, la mishum de ein lo b'mayismach. You simply don't have the meat to be able to be out to the simcha. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Maybe Ula's wrong, and maybe you could use baser shlomim that you brought before Yontem. And the reason that we say that it's more reasonable to include the last night, which is the night of Shmini Atzeres, rather than the first night, is because it says in the Braita, Mara itel rabot leile yom tov achron velotzi leile yom tov rishon. Wait, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention the acholot. So maybe it's coming to tell me, eino ela leile yom tov harishon. Talmud lomar ach. Ach means you cannot consider both of these times. There's one time and only one time, and therefore it has to be that time. So why do you say, therefore, it has to be that time? Maybe it has to be the first night and not the last night we're asking now. Because Marbani Leila Yom Tov Acharon Sheyesh Simcha Lefanav Umotziani Leila Yom Tov Rishon Sheein Simcha Lefanav. It makes more sense to say that after having been in a matzav of Simcha for 7 days, that then we should incorporate the next day of Yontev in that vast time of Simcha, and that would include the last night. That is far less of a chiddush. Remember, we have Occam's razor always to consider in chiddush by the pasuk. So that is much less of a chiddush than to say, well, there is an early onset of simcha, even though the simcha has not yet begun on the Leila Yom Tov HaRishon. There is a machlokas about whether this implies that there is no din of simchas yontev at the first night, or is the din of Simchas Yontev the first night only a Darabbanan? From the Rambam, it seems clear that there is a din of Simchas Yontev, but it's not the din of Achilas Kochim, because the Rambam learns that Simchas Yontev includes midiraisa, other elements that we're going to see later about how you dress on Yontev and things like that. So we're going to be talking about that soon. Masiv Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef actually wants to prove that Rav Elazar is wrong, and he asks him from the Braita. The Braita says like this, Chagigat Arba'asar, you can be Yotze Mishum Simcha. Uh-oh, that seems to be totally against Ula and is really a Tiyufta. You can't be Yotze Mishum Chagiga. Now, I understand why you can't be Yotze Mishum Chagiga, because it's a Dover Shebechova. But why can you be Yotze Misha B'Simcha? I thought according to Ula, am I? Didn't he say, quoting Rabbi Elazar, that if it isn't shechted at the time of the simcha, meaning during the yontev, that you wouldn't be yotze? So here it says not like that. Here it says you can use that meat, apparently referring to the first day of yontev. You could use that meat. How could that be? Where does it say over here that you can use the meat of the chagigat arba asar that was shechted on the arba asar? It doesn't say that. All it's saying is that in the event that you had set aside a korban to be the shlomi for the chagigat arba asar, and then you ended up not bringing it on time, or you didn't need it, maybe it ended up some people withdrew from your chabura at the last minute, and had you brought the chagigat arba asar, you would have ended up not being able to finish all of the meat, and it would have become notar. So you didn't bring it that day. All it's saying is, if you kept that korban and then you brought it instead on yontev, that you would be yotze. And indeed, why not? It is zvicha b'shat simcha, and you don't need something that is miyuchad for tesvav. You just need that it be inan zvicha b'shat simcha. And in fact, you did zvicha b'shat simcha by shechting it the night day. Next day. Amar Rav Ashi, that makes a heck of a lot of sense. Achinami mistava, must be talking about that. Because if you don't learn it that way, so then I ask you, who was the one who said this Braita? So this is the Braita that we had before, yesterday, and it was Ben Bitteira Omar, right? So how could Ben Bitteira, if we're talking about a chagiga that was on the 14th, Ben Bitteira holds you're not even allowed to eat that meat, it's usur. That becomes the next morning, it's already pasul abelina. So how in the world could Ben Tema could never have said such a thing, because you will not be able to eat it the next day. Apostle Abelina. Shmamina. So obviously it must be that it wasn't shechted Erev Pesach. It was shechted only on the 15th, in which case it's irrelevant to what we're discussing. We're talking about where it was meat that wasn't shechted B'Sha'at Simcha. Masiv Rav, another question. Against this Ula Amar Rav Elazar, which is like such a brand new idea, that you are mechuyev in achila shlomim that were shechted only on yontev. So Rava says, look, take a look at the Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah. Ahalel v'asimcha shmona. That this din of needing to read a halel, which we read, that is the only time we read the halel in its full halel for the entire yontev is, of course, sukkahs. And we do that. The reason is because we have different musafim every single day, and we do that for 8 days. Now, it says over here that the chiyav of simcha is also for 8 days. Now, if you're going to try to tell me that you require zvicha b'sha'at simcha, then you will not have 8 days. When you say it this way, ahalava simcha, I mean, you're making it an absolute. Not that it would depend on the year. It's the same as the din of halal. Halal is 8 days. Simcha is 8 days. If Rebbe Lazar is right, you will not have anything that you're going to be able to be yotzei the mitzvah of simcha with. Why? Because if you need the shecht, the korban that gives you joy on the yontif for the purpose at the time of that yontif, how can you shecht on Shmini Atzeres? The nighttime is not a time for shechita. You can't bring a korban at night. The daytime is not, in this year, is not a time for shechita because it's Shabbos. So what are you going to eat? So therefore, zinit sagin alom mishkach zolah shiva. That's the first day of Sukkot. Came out on Shabbos. That would mean that Shmini Atzeres is a Shabbos. Omer Ravuna Bereda of Yehuda. I don't think that that's necessarily a problem. Aren't there other karbonis that were brought on this day that would therefore give you simcha? I mean, what about the Seirei HaRegalim? There's lots of food that are, let's say, the korban chataot. They're brought even on Yontif, right? I mean, yes, it's true that they are a bit problematic because you're not allowed to eat them unless you're a Kohen. Okay, but then there would be a mitzvah of simcha for Kohenim. There might be another little problem, namely that you can't cook the meat on Shabbos. So you got to really enjoy your beef tartare, you know. But okay, it's not beef because it's seirim, but at least it can make a nice tartare. So you could eat that, right? So misamcho b'seirei harigalim. Omar Ravat, listen, there's two responses I have to you. I think it's ridiculous. First of all, seirei harigalim, the meat is raw. I don't care how you prepare it. I mean, it's all very nice to say you'd be able to eat it, you know? And like the Mishnah says that the Bavliim, they're, you know, they're slobs and they eat the raw meat as it is. But anyway, but you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah of simcha with raw meat. So seirei regalim are only eaten chai. They cannot be roasted on yontif. Tzli einecholim. And simcha, this idea of simcha, is only where you're taking something off the braai, you know, and it's like really, I mean, it's delicious and it's freshly cooked and it's not called simcha to eat it any other way. And furthermore, what about most people? I mean, if you're not a Kohen, you're not going to be able to eat that. So only Kohanim or Ochlim. How could we say it is a mitzvah of simcha for everybody? What is a regular guy? A Yisrael. The Masmechim. So how could we call this the 8 days of simcha? Ela Amr of Papa. Says Rav Papa, look, okay, fine, you're right. You don't have any meat, but that doesn't mean you don't have any simcha. I mean, you could always be misameach the yontif by having beautiful clothing, clean clothing. You have delicious wine, yayin yashan. So in those years, and as I said, the Rambam learns this is the Araisa based on the whole way that this Gemara is approaching it. So over there, you would also be yotzei simcha. Now, Tosfos doesn't agree with this elsewhere. And Tosfos says that the D'oraisa is really only with Basar, and all of these other things is an extension, Midrabbanan, of the Inyanim of Simcha, and that the Mishnah was referring to that D'rabbanan. Okay, so now we are assuming that there really is a halacha, as Ula mentioned it, that Rebbe Lazar holds that you have to shecht it during the Chag itself, in order for it to be the simcha of that chag. However, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said that's not what Rabbi Elazar said, and that Ula has it wrong. He said, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shlamim sheshachtad me'erev yom tov yotzei me'er mishum simcha. He said exactly the opposite, that you would be yotzei mishum simcha, you're just not going to be yotzei mishum chagiga. Yotzei mishum simcha, why? Because it's simply not true. Lo be'inat zvicha b'shat simcha. He actually holds you don't need that, and not mishum chagiga, because as we said, it's a davar shebechova. V'chol davar shebechova eino ba ela min hachulin. Even though in this case it may well be that it's called a chagiga, and it was brought for the chagiga of Pesach, but nonetheless, if you've got it available on Pesach, that is not the same as the b'shat simcha from something that was miyuchad for Erev Pesach. I shouldn't say b'shat simcha. I mean, that isn't really the point, but the the idea of the Chovat HaChag is not from the Yom HaRishon of Pesach. Meitve. So now we get exactly to the same problem, that if what Ravin said is true, so then it says in the Brayta, Vayitatz Ach Sameach, L'Rabbas L'Yom Tov Achron L'Simcha. Before, we wanted to bring a riot to Ula from this Brayta. Now that we're saying that Rebbe Elazar says the opposite of Ula, we're going to be asking a kasha from this Brayta based on the same thing. So we'll just run through this because it's word for word what we said before, except in this case it's a problem because we're reporting that you do not need to make it Daf Keshrita on the Shah Simcha. And so it's the same thing. This is L'Rabbis Leili Achron, HaTorber L'Rabbis Leili Yom Tov Achron. Maybe it's L'Rabot Leili Yom Tov Rishon, Talmud Lomar Ach Chileik, and therefore it's referring to the last day. So why is it that you're telling me it's the last night and not the first night? I'm assuming that it's because you simply don't have anything to eat. Why don't you have anything to eat? Because you're not going to be Yotzei with the carbon that you brought before. Because it wasn't B'Shat Simcha. But I thought Rebbe Elazar says it doesn't have to be B'Shat Simcha. So isn't this Lav Mishum De'en L'Bamah Yisbach? And we give the same answer. Absolutely not. The reason is because, as the Bright itself pointed out, Kidatanya Mara Itel Rabot Leila Yom Tova Acharon Velotzi Yom Tova Rishon Marbani Leila Yom Tova Acharon, because there is Simcha as a continuing mitzvah from the first day of Sukkot. And Motziani Leila Yom Tov HaRishon, because I'd never began the mitzvah of Simcha yet in the nighttime and in Simcha Lefanav. So again, this is irrelevant to Rebbe Elazar. Omer of Kahana. I got another question. I mean, we've been talking about the relationship of Lina, of the Basar, of the Chagigas Arba Asar, and we had this machlokes between Bentema and actually, we even had the interrelationship of the two korbanos, the Zevach Chag and the Pesach, together because of Lo Yalin, the boss of the Zevach Chag Pesach. So what I would like to know is, all of this we've been talking about is eating. And at what point the meat, where does the meat become puzzle? But what would be the din about the Emurim? So at what point would you consider the Emurim of the Chagigat Chamisha Asar? How do we know that they would become posel belina if you left them even that single night? Because all we talked about until now is the basar. And we know that we can eat the basar for 2 days. So we'd be able to eat it not only on the 16th, we'd be able to eat it for 2 days and the night in between, right? And yet, the question is, when would it become possible if it was left for the, not the basar, but the emurim? I'm telling you, it's clear that it becomes nifsal. And the reason is that when it says, v'lo yalin chelev chagi ad boker, what is chelev chagi ad boker? That's the chelev of the chag, that's the emurim of the chag, which is brought on the 15th. And the next word is reshit. So then what that's telling me is that because of the way in which I put ad boker, instead of saying, v'lo yalin ad boker chelev chagi, so then that means we're meant to understand that what boker are we referring to? The reshit boker. The Reshit Boker is Reshit Bikurei Kuv. That's a reference to the Hakravas HaOmer. This is the way that the Mefarshim understand the Drosha. Not that we're simply reading Boker and Reshis together, because Reshis, you see, as Rashi points out, always Reshis is connected to the next word, not to the previous word. That's why it has a smichus with a tuf at the end, correct? So it wouldn't make sense to say Boker Reshis. Unless it's an identification. Why would we say it's an identification of the boker, not the first boker? Because of the way that the pasuk put the word boker at the end instead of saying loyally not boker, which is a normal way of saying it. So in any event, this is that boker of Reshis. And that would mean that when we talk about it in this way, it's coming to tell me that this boker is that first morning, not the second morning. The 16th, the day of Hakravas HaOmer. Maskevlo Rav Yosef, wait. I don't get it. What are you saying? that only because it says racist, and not, I mean, it's, if it said Art Boker, wouldn't have just meant Art Boker by itself? Let's say it wouldn't have said racist. You're claiming that the word Boker, I would have said Boker means the next morning, the 2 days later, is what you're referring to? I mean, that would be really strange, because at what point do you have to stop eating the meat? And the meat becomes puzzle. The night, remember, you can eat a shlomi for 2 days and the intervening night. But at the end of the second day, you can't continue to eat it till the next morning. And now you're telling me that the emurim, you're allowed to continue to be makriv till the next morning. I mean, that would be weird. I mean, aren't they emurim usually much more chomor? I mean, that's the part you got to put on the mizbeach. The achilas mizbeach are going to be more makbid on than the achilas ha'adam. So wouldn't it be strange to say the emurim become posel the night before? I mean, the basar becomes posel the night before and the emurim only become posel the next morning? Mi'ika midi, is there such a thing? Where the basar is nifsal the night before and you can keep bringing the emurim on the mizbeach until the morning? So Zabaya, I don't understand. Obviously there's such a thing. Halam alam, why are you so amazed at that? What about the Korban Pesach itself? Okay, now the Korban Pesach, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as we're going to be seeing, is only eaten until Chatzot, okay? Nobody says that the Emurim are pasul at Chatzot. The Emurim you can continue to bring until the morning. So if that's the case, then obviously we're dealing with a yontif where that's sort of the norm, isn't it? There's nothing unusual about saying it would be Pesach Sheni for the Chagiga, the Yom Sheni, the Boker Sheni, I meant. Says Gemara, okay, that's true. But look, I'll tell you what was bothering Rav Yosef. I mean, Rav Yosef obviously understood that. Omar Rava, what Rav Yosef was trying to ask was like this. Mi'ika mide, is there really such a thing that without the extra word, Reshit, I would have thought that Boker is a reference to Boker Sheni, where if you note that Etana, who's Dorish this pas, and he did not require the word Reshit to teach me that the word Boker, this was Benogea the Basar, not Benogea the Emurim, but what's the difference? I mean, the point is the word Boker, according to the Tana, by definition means the first morning. He didn't need any kind of ratio. So now, why all of a sudden does Rav Kahana come along and he's got this brilliant idea where he knows better than the Tana, who takes a look at the word Boker as meaning on its own, the Boker ratio. Why should Rav Kahana require a ratio? Rav Kahana needs for the Emurim a ratio when that's what he was talking about. I don't know what that is. What was Rabbi Yosef taking for granted I'm supposed to know? Oh, I'll tell you what it is. What Rabbi Yosef was trying to say was, remember the bright. Lo yalin min habasara shetizbach ba'erev b'yom harishon laboker. So don't leave. This is talking about the Chagigas Arba Asar. And do not leave. It's got to be because it says Erev. And that means that Erev HaPesach, which could only be referring to that. So don't leave it until the morning. What morning? So this teaches me that zevach that was brought Erev Pesach can continue to be eaten until the morning, which means that it was a regular shlomim. It's eaten for 2 days. That is to say, it can be eaten on the 14th, the night in between, and the 15th. Okay, so this is what it's teaching me. And that morning means don't leave it until the morning. So if it tells me don't leave it until the morning, so it means in that case you can't leave it until the morning of the 16th. That's how I know that it can be eaten the entire night. Now, maybe it means you can only eat it till the next morning. Not that it can be eaten for 2 days. How do you know it means the second morning? Oh, eino ela l'yom v'layla. Maybe it means you can eat it for 1 day and the night. Meaning, so for Erev Pesach, you can eat it. Doesn't mean necessarily you can eat it because we don't eat it until the Pesach, but it means it's a shlomi muzman achilas b'yom echad. And then the night afterwards, and then in the morning, meaning the first morning, then you would burn it. Isn't that what you were saying? No. Because since it says over here, beferish in the Pesach, it says b'yom harishon, So then that must mean that when we're talking about the morning, we're talking about the second morning. Because if you said don't eat it on the Yom HaRishon Ad Boker, so then we've got three different Zmanim that we're talking about over here. So what you shechted on Erev Pesach, which is Yud Dalet, you can eat the Yom HaRishon, which is Tesvav, but don't leave it until the morning. So in other words, you have to get rid of it on the morning of the 16th, not of the 15th. Says the Bryce, says it's all, we're still in the middle of the Bryce, we haven't proven anything yet. Oh, Eino Ella Boker Rishon. Well, what makes you say that? Maybe it means Boker Rishon and not Boker Sheni. Umani mekayem chagiga ne'achelet l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. Now this, what is this? Not clear. What is meant when we say that a potzik says you can eat a chagiga for 2 days and a night? It means that's the normal chagiga, but not this chagiga. Kishu omer, it means chutz mizu. But then when I take a look at the normal shlomi, im neder o nidava. So there it says beferish that if you're bringing just a regular shlomi, im neder o dam nidava zevach korbano, look what it says. B'yom ha'krivo et zivcho ye'achel umi mochorat. So you can definitely eat it this day and the next day. That teaches me that the chagigat arba'as are what we're left with, therefore, it forces us to say that ne'achelet l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. Okay, what does this have to do? I don't get it. So what does this have to do with Rabbi Yosef? Ah, okay, let me explain to you, right? Now, first of all, let's understand what it's talking about over here. Omar Mar, O'eno Ela Boker Rishon. What do you think he was talking about? He's saying maybe it meant in the morning, it meant the first morning. And it's telling me that the Chagigat Yodalet can be only eaten until the morning of the 15th, not of the 16th, right? And now I don't understand. Didn't you just say that Ha'amrit Kishu Omer B'Yom HaRishon HaBoker Sheni Amor? You're going back and forth over here. You started with that question. How do I know it's talking about the second morning? And you said, because it says, Bayom HaRishon LaBoker, so this must be the Boker Sheni, right? So then why are you again raising the question after you already said that that's not possible? Something's weird about this Braita. No, so Ochi Kama, what he meant is like this. O Eino Ela B'Shtei Chagigot HaKatuv B'Daber. What makes you think that we're talking about one chagiga, the chagiga saba asar. If we assume that we're talking about all the nature of the chag, the zevach called the chagiga, so then one would be the chagigat arba asar, one would be the chagigat chamisha asar, each one of which has its own boker. So the one that is eaten on the 16th has its boker, but the other one that is eaten on the 14th has its boker. Maybe. So then that would mean that the Chagigat Arba Asar is a boker on the 15th. And the Chagigat Chamisha Asar is the boker of the 16th. Then continues the Brai, so Hadar Omar. And wouldn't that be weird? Because then where would we get the idea that a Chagiga is Ne'achelet L'Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad if it was referring to both? We know that there is such a thing as a Chagiga that's eaten for 2 days. And that is the opposite of what you're saying. You're saying that a Chagiga is a Shlomi. If it's the 14th, it only has until its next morning. And if it's the 15th, it only has till its next morning. So then where is there a din of a chagiga that's eaten for 2 days and the night between? I don't understand. And I mean, if that's the case, so then im kein im neder om nedava, it says beferish that im neder om nedava, you can eat it ulamochorat, you can eat it the next day. So then if that's the case, it's referring to two separate chagigas. What kind of chagiga would Im Neder on the Davar be referring to? If it's the chagigat arba asar, you said it's got its own morning because it says the first morning, the 15th, Aktiba Yom Valayla. If it's referring to the chagigat chamisha asar, again, it's referring to its first morning, which is the 16th. So what would the pasuk be referring to? That's why the Tana finally comes to the following conclusion. Elahai lechagigat arba'asar, Not what you suggested, that the Zevach Chag is referring to both Chagigas and each one is given its own boker. No. That pasuk is like we suggested originally. It's referring to the Chagigat Arba Asar, and this teaches me Limeid al Chagigat Arba Asar, Shnei Chelet Shnei Yamim V'Layla Achad, and therefore it teaches me this. Okay, now, we understand the Braisa? Let me explain to you why I consider this. This was what Rabbi Yosef was asking against Rav Kahana. Because the Braita, the only reason that it says over here that the word boker would have meant the second morning is why? Because it said by Yom HaRishon LaBoker. So since it's mentioning the Yom HaRishon, it's talking about an additional day, and therefore it must be referring to the next morning. So it was Shechlet on the 14th. The Yom HaRishon, we're still eating it. It's the 15th. And now it says, do not leave over the Chelev to the morning. That must mean the next morning. What else could it mean? Which is already the morning that is the after, the 17th after it's morning that I ate it. So that means it would be eaten the 15th and the 16th if it's the Chagiga Chamishasar, and it would be eaten the 14th and the 15th, but only because we had that extra word by Yom HaRishon LaBoker. Now, if we didn't have that by Yom HaRishon LaBoker, what would we have said? Obviously, it means Boker Rishon. It's only because we have that special, special pasuk. I thought, Rav Kahana, I thought if it doesn't say Reishis, then it would automatically mean the next morning. So why did the Tanna have to go through this rigmarole? Look at all of this rigmarole that we had to go through. And bring that extra pasuk of the Boker Rishon to teach me it must be referring to the next morning because I was already eating it on the 15th. That's the Yom HaRishon, and then the next morning must be the next morning. Obviously, that means that Afagav, the Lokatapa Reishis, doesn't say a word over here about Reishis, like you were bringing a Raya. It just used the word Boker. And that Boker means the next morning, darn it, without any extra. So why does Rav Kahana, why is he so much smarter than the Tana? That was what Rabbi Yosef was saying. He wasn't talking about, it's strange that the Zman Emurim are different than the Zman of the Basar. Nah. So that, I think, is an excellent question, says Rava. And in fact, we leave it as a taina against Rav Kahana, who felt that he needed to bring a raya, that the Zman of the Emurim would be at the time of the first Boker. Of course it's at the first Boker. It's always at the first Boker.